Nearly 4,000 Vermont veterans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan since 9/11, and many are still dealing with the invisible wounds of the nation's longest-running war. For them, the readjustment to civilian life has been especially difficult. But some have begun to find peace in a surprising place. This week, VPR's Peter Hirschfeld is profiling veterans who have found healing through farming. Our series begins in Norwich.
There's an old hill farm at the end of a long dirt road in Norwich. Much of the pasture has been taken over by dense shrubs and tall hardwoods, but an Army veteran named Brett has brought in a small flock of sheep to start reclaiming the soil.
This is Raven. She's kind of the matriarch. Hi, sweetie.
I'd never had any ideas that I'd get into farming or agriculture. It just wasn't what I did, and it's become something I just can't live without now.
Brett's serious about that last part. Farming, he says, has actually saved his life, because for a long time after Brett got back from the war, he wasn't sure if he'd be able to keep going.
You can never say goodbye to the kind of experience that combat brings. It's just terrible for everybody, you know. There's no winners, there's no victory, people are hurt and broken and damaged and gone.
You see, about 10 years ago, Brett spent a year in Afghanistan. He was, in military speak, what's known as an embedded tactical trainer, which means he basically turned tribal militias into members of the Afghan National Army. And then he conducted combat operations with them. Privacy is important to Brett, so we're not using his last name. But he says he's still haunted by what he witnessed during those operations. And the Brett that came home from Afghanistan, he says, is a very different person than the one who deployed there.
Prior to going to Afghanistan, I was a very kind of gregarious, outgoing, socializing. I love people. I still do, you know, but it's different now.
The smell of diesel, for instance, or even just a loud noise, were enough to send him into a quiet panic.
And suddenly you find yourself in a parking lot and you're just looking for a way to get out. It's uncomfortable and kind of puts other people off.
And then Brett found farming. He's raising 8 pigs this year, and they spend their days grubbing for food in an expansive pen that has access to the woods, clean water, even acorns and apples that fall along the tree line. Brett says it's goats that first turned him onto farming, 2 problem goats he took on a few years ago from someone who was looking to get rid of them.
It sounds silly, but, you know, a goat would come up and just look at you like, hey, life is good, man, you know, like the sun's shining. Got clean water and you're taking care of me. And it's those simple little things that changed the way I looked at my life.
Brett says something clicked for him then. Taking care of animals, doing chores in the field, it quieted his mind. He could relax, even be happy. Brett's a full-time homesteader now, tending to a small farm while his wife is at work and his 2 kids are at school. He's worked out a lease arrangement on a pasture, a 3-minute ATV ride from his home, and that's where Brett spends his days now, communing with his pigs and his sheep. He's still a farming newbie, making lots of mistakes, but he's figuring it out as he goes, and he hopes that one day he'll be able to invite other struggling vets to his corner of land, and that this soil and this air and these creatures might do for them what they've done for Brett. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.